to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. This week, we're talking all about how to build a sustainable home. Clodagh Byrne caught up with a Wicklow carpenter to find out a bit more.
Keeping your home heated and preventing heat losses can be achieved by insulation and draft proofing. Insulation, there are two popular methods. Internal insulation can be less expensive, but there is a loss of space and disruption to the household. It's also difficult to eliminate thermal bridging. External insulation is more expensive, but there's no loss of internal space, there's less disruption to the household, and very little thermal bridging.
As well as this, I caught up with Dermot Bannon of RTE's Room to Improve to get some tips from him.
Number one is insulation, and it's just to think about your house. Where does the heat go? Most people get very confused when it comes to their homes. They get very overwhelmed with the things of heat pumps and solar panels and photovoltaics, and there's so much information out there that they don't really know what they're doing. But actually, it's a really, really basic and simple thing. Whatever heat you generate in your house, be it from a two-bar electric heater, from a stove, from a gas boiler, a heat pump, it's to keep it in. So it's wrapping up your house as best you can in as much insulation as you can. And there is loads. So that's where I would start. I would start by doing all your external walls. That's where we lose most of our heat. So if you think about people who may live in a bungalow or in a regular house, like there's a huge amount of wall space. And if those walls have no insulation in the cavities, you may need to externally insulate them, internally insulate them, pump the walls. But if you talk to any BE or assessor and get your facts right, the key to all of this is to ask all the right questions to the right people, as opposed to just going and buying things at a trade fair or at an exhibition. After that, it's your attic. Any heat that you lose, like that can save an absolute fortune by putting attic insulation. Any heat that's in your house rises. It all tends to go up like up through the chimney. And, so insulating your attic is key. And then it's windows. But most people tend to kind of put windows at the top of the list. So the first thing they do is replace all the windows and thinking that, well, that's the job done. That would save a load of heat. It's not. It's walls. Walls is where you lose your heat from. And there's a huge amount of money available from the government through SEAI.ie in grants. So I think anybody who doesn't avail of the grants to upgrade their insulation is mad. Now, look, I know that the costs of that can be out of people's reach. And so, like, what are the little things? The little things are thermostatic controls, making sure that if you've got heating on in a room and the room gets too warm, that it's switched off. That can save you a fortune.
So a big thing I'm hearing there is people should just really start to get to know the science behind how heat works, how our homes work.
And that sounds complicated, and it's not. It's not like it's very, very basic things. Like I often say, if you were going out for a walk of an evening and it was cold outside, would you put an electric blanket around you, plug it into a generator and drag the generator behind you, or would you put on a big heavy coat? You'd put on the big heavy coat. So even saying the word science makes it sound overwhelming for people. So it's about wrapping up your house in insulation in the same way you'd wrap yourself up in a coat. Like you can go out with a big heavy coat on you and you can manage any walk, you can manage any kind of wind, breeze, and it doesn't affect you. Whereas you know yourself, you get the zip is open or the zip is broken and then you feel it and you feel the cold in your chest and you feel it. So it's to try and eliminate any gaps or cracks in the insulation in your house and get the house wrapped up. And it's as simple and as basic as that.
And so thinking about heating up your home, so you're working with Willow Warm at the moment. So these are environmentally friendly, Irish-made briquettes. Can you tell me a bit more about them?
Willow is known as the most sustainable timber to grow because it grows really, really quickly. It grows fast. You harvest it every 2 years and it's used. People, you'll see willow baskets and things like that. It's a very, very narrow little tree, but it grows really, really quick. But what happens is it's all mushed together into a briquette, and there's no resins, no nothing involved. It's just it holds itself together, and it's made in Ireland, so it doesn't come across Europe on a truck. And what happens is that if you put a willow briquette into your fire, the carbon that's emitted from that, because anything that gives off heat will emit carbon. So the carbon that's emitted off that is recaptured in equally by the tree. So the tree, as it's growing, will take out and exactly the same amount of carbon as you're burning. So that's what it means by it's carbon neutral. They're not greenwashing it. They're not buying carbon credits from anywhere else. It's completely in the whole circle. The carbon that is emitted from it is taken back out of the environment by the willow tree. So for me, it's to get people to think about what they're buying. Because we all go in and we kind of mindlessly buy whatever briquettes are there. Sometimes it's the ones that are closest to the car because you don't want to lift them or carry them. It's nearly always done. For most people, it's done, on a wet Friday or Saturday night, and it's in a garage, and you just want to get the easy things. So just think about what you're buying. There are carbon neutral and Irish products available, and they're the same prices, same shape. They do exactly the same thing. But we have to change the mindset that it's not just about kind of making your house energy efficient and how you heat the house with a heat pump. It's also think about everything right down to if you have a stove in it, is there a better thing? Is there something that's better for the environment that I can put back into it? And then you can kind of rest easy with yourself. So there's a competition running, Willow Warmer running a competition with myself, where I'm going out doing home visits. So it's out. So I normally do consultations in the office, but this is consultations on another level. I'm going out to, I'll arrive down at your house and I will fix any design issues you have. We'll go through the whole lot, give you a design, talk to energy efficiency, whatever you want me for, even if it's just for a cup of tea for the afternoon, I'll be there. So it's willowwarm.ie.
That was Dermot Bannon of RTE's Room to Improve. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.